We are up to Simen Tav Samach Ches, and we'll be doing the first three Si'ifim. Simen Tav Samach Ches deals with the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach. The first Si'if is also Malacha Be'erev Pesach Mechatzos Olamala. If someone does Malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, Hayu Mishamten also, they would put him in Cherim. Vafilu Lasos Pechina Maser. This is not only work that you're getting paid for, but any Malacha is Aser. The reason, so the Mishnah Berurah brings the reason, because it was the Zman Shechitas Korban Pesach. And any time a person brought a Korban, that day was a Yontif, since this is the Zman that every Yochid is bringing a Korban Pesach, so for all of Klal Yisrael it is considered a Yontif. And Bizman Hazeh, so Chazal left the Takana in its place. In the Bir Halach he brings another reason, and that is from Rashi, that in order that the person not get distracted doing other malachas and forget about preparing for Yontif. In the Bir Halacha, he brings a nafkamina between the two in a case where Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. If it's because of the issue of the korban, so you bring the korban on Shabbos, in which case, Erev Shabbos, there's no Isser Malacha whatsoever. Whereas, if the issue, according to Rashi, is that in order that you not get distracted and that you be free to take care of all of the needs of Yontif, so when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, there's a lot to prepare, and on that Erev Shabbos, there would be an Isser Malacha. But the Mishnah Berurah's maskan is that the Ikar Tam is the reason of the Shechitas HaPesach, and therefore it would only apply on Erev Pesach Mamish. Now it says they would put him in Cherim. Also the Mishnah Berurah brings down that he's Eina Roa Simen Bracha. Now Chinam is Usur, even if this is not for pay, not necessarily what we call work, employment. However, it's got to be a Malacha Gemurah, and we'll see the details as we go on. With regard to the Heter of Amir Eliakim of having a non-Jew do Malacha for you, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, even in the home of a Jew, you can have a non-Jew do malacha for you. Not only that, but you can even have a non-Jewish barber give you a haircut after Chatzos, even though you're tilting your head and cooperating with him. He is doing the malacha. Whereas for Yisrael to go and give another Jew a haircut, to give someone else a haircut, is usur. Except we'll see later under the circumstances where it would be mutar and chol hamoed too. But otherwise it would be Aser, that is a Malacha Gemurah, even for free it would be Aser. As far as cutting nails, there are different dais. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah's maskana is that one can be makel if he forgot to cut them before Chatzos, but ideally one cuts his nails before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Sidbeis Bamedvar Mamurim Kshosa Malacha Lihistaker, says the Machaber, that is when you're doing Malacha to make money. Now, obviously, the Mechaber just said before that even Chinam was Aser. So the Ramah explains, O b'chinam v'hu malacha gemura. The Mechaber is coming to add over here that if you're doing something that would not be a malacha gemura, but you're doing it for pay, that will give it the shame malacha. Whereas a non-malacha, with it was a malacha gemura mamish, that the Ramah says is Aser even for free. Now the Mishnah Berurah mentions that washing clothing is included in this. Now also the Mishnah Berurah here brings down that anything that is mutter and chol hamoed, so for example a dover avud or a malacha which is not a maleches uman it's a tzarech yontif, that you're allowed to do. And all of those people that are allowed to take haircuts and chol hamoed are allowed to on Erev Pesach after Chatzos as well. Ya'avol metakin hu kelov liyontif. You're allowed to repair your old clothes in order to wear them on yontif. V'chein isha kosa sfarim li'atzma derech limuda mutter. If as you're learning, you write, that's also mutter. Siv gimel kodem chatzos, before chatzos. So there is no absolute iser. However, makam shenagu lasas malacha osin, makam shenagu shalal asos enos. And there it depends on the minik hamakom. Says the Ramah, Haga ulvidan makam shenagu shalal asos. It is our minik not to do. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that not everybody holds this way. In fact, one really has to be bodik what the minik of his makam is. Now, this minig is a minig mavusas. These minhagim of not doing malach are minhagim that are already mentioned in the Mishnayos. Therefore, if you actually are part of such a place, the halacha is that you can't even be mater neder. It's included in altitos torah simecha. Says the Rama, v'dafka malachas gemuris, avashar malachas hafilu minig leka. Whereas not doing lamates malachas, for example, not to turn a light on Erev Pesach, no one has such a minhag. If someone does, we would not even consider this a minhag. This halacha is from Netzach Chama. Before that, there is no isser, even if somebody has such a minhag, so the Gemara says, that is not considered a valid minhag.